Hello, people of Earth and Spotify podcast listeners. Welcome to the very first on-air Midday Movie Madness since March 2020. And the new day switch for the show. It will now be on Thursdays at 2 o'clock, not on Wednesdays. Obviously, there will not be a show on Thanksgiving week, but that's a given. Before I begin, I would like to wish local Cape Cod artist Susan Cataneo a very, very belated happy birthday. Her birthday was actually on October 29th, but I kind of forgot to mention it on last week's shows. Whoops. Happy birthday today to Johnny Muller, Ralph Macchino, aka the original Karate Kid, newly married Instagram star and model Metal Walker, the late Paul Walker's daughter, rapper Diddy, Matthew McConaughey, the late Marky Post, who passed away earlier this year, former First Lady Laura Bush, game show host Jeff Probst, voice actor Stephen Ogg, and comedian Kathy Griffin, and the late TV actress Doris Roberts. In 1 year from today, exactly, the long-awaited The Flash movie makes its debut in theaters. 2016's Hacksaw Ridge, Trolls, and Doctor Strange, 2005's Chicken Little, and Netflix's series The Crown all had their debut anniversaries today. Carly McLeod, Kris Jenner, Kevin Jonas, Luke Hemsworth, rock singer Bryan Adams, This Is Me singer and stage actress Keila Seidel, Tilda Swinton, the late Vivien Leigh, all have birthdays November 5th. That day also marks the debut of 2004's The Incredibles and Alfie, 2019's The Little Mermaid Live TV special, 2010's Due Date in 127 Hours, 2003's The Matrix Revolutions, and 2019's Netflix film Operation Christmas Drop. I would like to give my annual belated shout out to Nicole Hill, who passed away on October 30, 2006, and also to my beloved grandfather, the patriarch of the Engelman family, Howard Pops Engelman, who has been gone for 18 years as of tomorrow, November 5th. Miss you lots, Pops. I hope you, Goggy, and Joey are having a big ice cream and dance fest up in the heavens above. Rachel Bobo, Jill Willig Hubert, recent new mom, Emma Stone, Hero Finds Tiffin, aka the Young Lord Voldemort, Ethan Hawke, Sally Field, Sandy Newton, and I'll blow up birthday candles on November 6th. That day is also the debut date for the 2020 Netflix film Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, 2019's Marriage Story, 2015's Spotlight, Inspector, 1998's The Waterboy, 1999's Pokemon, the first movie, 2009's A Christmas Carol and the Fourth Kind and Precious, and 1996's Set It Off. I would like to wish the good luck to the Mid-Cape Sports Raiders Special Olympics soccer team on their state games this Sunday, November 7th. Also on November 7th, Spencer Montan, Phil Curtin, and Adam LeBeau have birthdays. After a pretty incredible October with four back-to-back weeks of 40-plus million openers, the box office kind of hit a Halloween lull before the hopeful storm that is the holiday movie season starts up this week. Eternals! Sorry, I have something in my throat. Halloween is never a good time for movie going. Well, with audiences opting for candy treats and costumes rather than cold theaters. Despite the lull, Dune, aka Dune Part 1, kept the box office crown for second straight week with a Halloween heat haul of $15.5 million. That brings its domestic box office total to $69.3 million. Along with solid overseas numbers, that number convinced Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures last week to officially greenlight the sequel, Dune Part 2, for an October 20th, 2023 release. Second place went to Halloween Kills with $8.5 million. And third place went to No Time to Die with $7.8 million Halloween goodies. Did you know that Sting was considered for a cameo or small role in this film, since he starred as Fade Rautha in David Lynch's 1984 Dune, but the character ended up omitted from this version? And this film premiered exactly 20 years after Dune 2000, 37 years after 1984's Dune, 101 years after Frank Herbert's birth, and 56 years after Herbert's first Dune book. Now, I have some not-so-great news involving Dune star Jason Momoa. People.com announced November 2nd, Jason Momoa is recovering at home from testing positive for COVID-19. The Aquaman star, 42, shared he got hit with COVID after going to the London premiere of Dune and spending time with a large number of people, he said on his Instagram story. I got hit with COVID right after the premiere. There was a lot of people I met in England, so I got a lot of aloha from people. And who knows how he got it, Momoa said Friday. The Hawaii natives added that either way, I'm doing fine. Thank you for all your concerns and love, he said. And yeah, I'm just camped out in my house. Mahalo for all the love and support. Big, 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 big news for two witch-centered films came over the past few days. EW.com reported November 1st, the Sanderson sisters have awakened once more. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najime have descended upon Rhode Island, where filming on Hocus Pocus 2 has officially begun. Disney announced Monday after Halloween. But wait, witch, there's more. We now know what the sequel is about. According to new plot details released by the Mouse House, the new Hocus Pocus will pick up 29 years after a teen named Max, played by Omri Katz in the original 1993 film, lit the black flame candle and resurrected the three 17th century child essence-stealing sorceresses. Winifred Midler, Sarah Parker, and Mary Najime are now looking for revenge when they find themselves back in Salem in the present day. It's up to three high school students who incite the wrath of the enchantresses to stop them. Those three teens are Becca, Gossip Girl's Whitney Peak, Cassie, Dirt's Lila Beckingham, and Izzy, American Horror Story's Belisa Escobedo. Additional casting was announced on Halloween, with original Hocus Pocus star Doug Jones returning for the sequel to reprise his role as Billy Butcherson, who Winifred resurrected as a decaying dead man in the first movie. Other cast members include Ted Lasso winner Hannah Waddingham, Veep veterans Tony Hale and Sam Richardson, Vanquished actress Juju Brenner, Teen Wolf alum Froy Gutierrez, Earwig and the Itch voice actress Taylor Paige Henderson, and newcomer Nina Kitchen. Attention, Wicked fans, I have some good news and some not-so-good news for you. The movie adaptation of the musical has hit yet another delay on its troubled path down the Emerald Brick Road to the Emerald City. TheHollywoodReporter.com announced October 29th, Universal's adaptation of one of the biggest musics of all times was set to begin shooting in March in Atlanta. But now the production start has been now pushed to June, wherein it will relocate to the UK, multiple sources tell The Hollywood Reporter. The delay, insiders say, will allow the filmmakers to get production efficiencies in line, as Wicked will be the first production to shoot on the stages at Universal's recently built Sky Studios in Elstree. The project does not have an official green light and is technically still in development, although the Wicked film producers, Mark Flatt, who also produced the stage iteration, and David Stone and director John M. Chu have been told to proceed full steam ahead. The delay is the latest wrinkle in the saga to bring Wicked to the big screen. Universal has been developing a live-action feature since 2004, a year after it made its Broadway debut, and went on to become one of three shows, along with The Lion King and The Phantom of the Opera, to generate more than $1 billion in ticket sales. The musical, an adaptation of the novel by Gregory Maguire, is a riff on the famous Wizard of Oz story telling of the friendship between the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good Witch. Despite years of development, the script is still being written. Universal is marking this film as a priority, as their last two musical films didn't exactly sing high notes in theaters. That would be this year's Dear Evan Hansen, which only made $15.1 million, and the 2019 catastrophic mega box office dud, Cats, which Hollywood does not speak of because it was absolute rubbish, which only scratched $73 million. Youch. But bear in mind, the studio was behind the major successes of Mamma Mia, which made $611 million, and Les Miserables, which made $441 million. Speaking of Wicked, over the weekend, Kristen Chenoweth, who originated the role of Glinda in the original Broadway production, is going to the chapel and is gonna get married. Sorry, I couldn't resist. People.com revealed October 30th, the Broadway star, 53, is engaged to boyfriend Josh Bryan. People can confirm. Bryan popped the question with a Dibbier's Forever mark by ramming off three-stone halo ring on the rooftop of New York City's Rainbow Room Wednesday evening. The happy couple enjoyed a celebratory dinner at Fresco by Scotto later that night. "I've been the runaway bride," Shannon with jokes. "Now that I've found him, I won't let him go. I will race to greet him at the altar." Bryan adds, "My best friend and soulmate said yes to me. Kristen is my world, my everything, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her." Chenoweth and Bryan, who have been linked since August 2018, first met at the wedding of Chenoweth's niece in 2016, where Bryan's band, The Backroad Anthem, was performing. Congratulations. Coming to theaters this Friday is the epic superhero film, Eternals, starring Gemma Chan, Angelina Jolie, Kit Harington, Selma Hayek, Richard Madden, Kumail Nanjiani, Leah McHugh, Laura Ridoff, Barry Keoghan, Dare Chattel, Brian Tree Henry, and Don Lee. The 26th film of the Marvel Cinematic Universe continues the MCU Phase 4 plans. After the return of half the population in 2019's Avengers Endgame sparks the reemergence, the Eternals, an immortal alien race created by the Celestial, who have convertedly lived on Earth for over 7,000 years, reunite to protect humanity from their evil counterparts, the Deviants, who have awakened and will arrive on Earth in a week's time. Did you know that Makari, who will be played by deaf actress Laura Ridoff, is the very first MCU deaf superhero? And Chloe Zhao is the third winner to direct an MCU film. After Taika Waititi, who did 2017's Thor Ragnarok, and Joe Johnston, who helmed 2011's Captain America the First Avenger. She also happens to be the very first Best Director winner to have a Marvel film already done by the time she won the award for Nomadland. Speaking of the MCU, Variety.com announced Monday, Garfield the Cat's very least favorite day, that Peter Quill, aka Star-Lord himself, Chris Pratt, will be voicing the lasagna-loving, spider-hating famous Bat Cat in a new film. No release dates so far or plot details have been confirmed. Variety also reported, but on November 2nd, that Iron Man himself, Robert Downey Jr., along with Matt Damon, has been cast in Christopher Nolan's forthcoming World War II drama, Oppenheimer. The website said, "It is not clear who Downey Jr. and Matt Damon will be playing in the film. Nolan is assembling a star-studded cast, one that includes Cillian Murphy as J. Robert Oppenheimer, Emily Blunt as his wife, Catherine. Oppenheimer, a physicist who is integral to the Manhattan Project, is known as the father of the atomic bomb. Though exact plot details have been kept under wraps, the story is expected to dramatize the creation of the nuclear weapon." While Eternals is the only major release out this week, an Oscar contender is coming into limited theatrical release tomorrow. The psychological dramatic biopic Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart, Jack Farthing, Sally Hawkins, Timothy Ball, and Sean Harris. Set in December 1991, Diana, Princess of Wales niece Spencer, has made the tough choice to end her marriage to Prince Charles, which has long since grown cold, and lead the British royal family. Though affair and forced rumors fly, peace is mandated for the couple during the Christmas festivities at the Queen's Sandringham estate. Diana knows that while there will be the usual activities at the estate, like drinking, eating, and hunting, this year's festivities will be extremely different. The film imagines what occurred during those handful of fateful days. What's neat is that Stewart is revealed to have watched Netflix's The Crown to prepare for her role as Lady Di. Speaking of Stewart, People.com revealed Tuesday, she is getting married. The Spencer actress detailed girlfriend Dylan Meyer's sweet proposal on Sirius XM's The Howard Stern Show Tuesday morning. "We're marrying. We're totally going to do it," Stewart told host Howard Stern. "I wanted to be proposed to, so I think I very distinctly carved out what I wanted, and she nailed it. It was really cute. She did it very well. We're marrying. It's happening." Coming to Netflix November 5th is the romantic comedy Love Hard, starring Nina Dobrev, Jimmy O. Yang, and Darren Barnett. Unlucky in love and hopeless romantic single LA journalist believes her luck is changing when she falls hard in love with Tag, a dreamy guy from the East Coast that she meets on a dating app. Taking a leap of faith, she jumps on a flight to surprise her crush in his East Coast hometown for the holidays. But she learns things aren't what they seem. See, she's been catfished by Tag's best friend and childhood friend, Josh, who's just as unlucky in love as she is. Tag does live in the same town, and Josh offers to send Allie up with him. But that's if she pretends to be his girlfriend for the holidays. Did you know that Darren Barnett replaced Charles Melton for the role of Josh, who had to drop out due to scheduling conflicts with his show Riverdale? Now, Love Hard isn't the only new Netflix film to come out soon. Coming into limited release in theaters tomorrow, November 5th, before debuting on the platform on November 12th, is the action heist comedy Red Notice, starring Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot. In the film, an Interpol-issued Red Notice, that is to say a global alert to hunt and capture the world's most wanted, is issued, and the FBI's top profile, John Hartley, is on the case. The FBI knows there's truth to saying it takes a thief to catch a thief, so Hartley must work together with criminal Nolan Booth in order to catch the world's most notorious and wanted art thief, the Bishop. The adventure that ensues takes the trio around the world, into the jungle, across the dance floor, trapped in an isolated prison, and worst of all, constantly into each other's company. What will happen next? Did you know that Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, and Nicolas Cage were all considered for a role? And Cage himself was considered by Dwayne Johnson. Now, Red notices Gal Gadot is going from Wonder Woman to another iconic role. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Gal Gadot will soon be bringing life to the evilest Disney queen of all. EW.com revealed last night she will portray the evil queen in Disney's upcoming live adaptation of Snow White. A source close to the project confirmed to Variety. Gadot will star opposite West Side Story breakout Rachel Zegler, who is cast as the classic princess in Jim. Since Gadot is primarily known for her heroic work in DC's Wonder Woman franchise, her turn as the evil queen will give the actor a chance to show a more wicked side of her overall. In the timeless fairy tale that became Disney's first animated feature in 1937, the evil queen attempts to trick Snow White into eating a poisoned apple after becoming jealous of her beauty. The villain also speaks the famous line, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?" Production is expected to begin in 2022. Disney has been developing a live-action Snow White since 2016. Other remakes currently in the works include The Little Mermaid, starring Halle Berry, Pinocchio with Tom Hanks, and Lilo and Stitch, directed by John M. Chu. On the subject of Netflix, behold, Avatar: The Last Airbender fans. EW also declared last night a new Fire Lord has been crowned. Netflix announced Wednesday that Daniel Day-Kim will play Fire Lord Ozai, Zuko and Azula's imperious father, in the upcoming live-action adaptation of Avatar, The Last Airbender. The Lost and Hawaiian Five-O actor will star as the power-hungry leader of the Fire Nation, who wages war against the other elements and serves as one of the series' main antagonists. In the original animated show, he was voiced by Mark Hamill. Interestingly, this isn't Kim's first time in the Avatar universe. He previously voiced General Fong in a season 2 episode of the original animated series, and he had a recurring role as Hiroshi Sato, Asami's adventure father, in The Legend of Korra. After Netflix announces casting, Kim teased his villainous new role on Instagram, writing, "It's good and hot in here." Speaking of Netflix, Variety.com announced some exciting news for fans of the streaming titan's massive hit, Stranger Things, yesterday. Netflix is launching its first ever Stranger Things pop-up stores on November 6. The pop-up shops, located in New York City's Times Square and the Americana at Brand in LA, will immerse fans in the Stranger Things universe, offering exclusive merchandise for sale as well as photo moments. The merchandise includes an Ella Gorgon, which is a vinyl piece by Ecuadorian artist Chogrin that showcases what an Eggo waffle-eating tween would look like if mashed up with a Demogorgon. General Mills Stranger Things cereal that comes packaged in original 1980s-style boxes, but set in the world of the show. Collectible Bandai action figures, including 16-inch Demogorgons with interchangeable heads, customizable apparel stations, and more. Meanwhile, the photo moments include, for a limited time, getting up and close to a hidden Demogorgon in the Upside Down, popping into Hawkins Middle School Snowball Dance, the Starcourt Mall, the Russian Lab, and Joyce House. There's also games to play at a replica of the Palace Arcade. Coming to Apple TV Plus tomorrow is the post-apocalyptic sci-fi drama Finch, starring Tom Hanks, Caleb Landry Jones, Skeet Ulrich, Samira Wiley, and Laura Harrier. A dying adventurer, who's the last man on Earth, built a robot to protect his faithful dog after he is gone. The trio goes on a journey across the devastated country, where the robot will learn about love, life, friendship, and what it means to be human. According to the Internet Movie Database, this film was originally meant to be called Bios. Bark, bark! While I talked about Paw Patrol the movie's debut, which happened Tuesday, on last week's show, Tuesday, Variety.com announced some pawsome news for fans of the movie and TV show. Paw Patrol the movie is getting a sequel. Paramount Pictures will release the film in theaters on October 13, 2023. Unlike the first movie, which debuted on Paramount Plus on the same day as its theatrical release, as a concession to the pandemic, the upcoming animated adventure will play exclusively in theaters. The Paw Patrol empire is continuing to expand. Nickelodeon Spin Master Entertainment, the companies behind the preschool powerhouse franchise, have announced a new television spinoff series for one of the main pups to debut in 2023. We love telling a deeper Paw Patrol story on a bigger canvas and are pleased that the movie connected so strongly with kids and families around the world, said Spin Master Entertainment President Jennifer Dodge. Judging by the exit polls, audience scores, and positive critical reception, everyone had as much fun watching it and rewatching it as we had making it. We're looking forward to taking kids on a new adventure in the second film with our partners, and can't wait to further expand our storytelling with one of the fan favorite pups in our spinoff. Speaking of animated films, while it was announced a few months ago that Seth Rogen would be voicing Donkey Kong in December 2022's animated Untitled Mario film, IGN revealed yesterday a solo Donkey Kong movie is reportedly in the works, with Seth Rogen set to reprise his upcoming role as the iconic Nintendo character. According to Giant Freaking Robot, Donkey Kong will be the next Nintendo character headed to the big screen following the upcoming Super Mario Bros. Movie. Seth Rogen has already been confirmed to voice Donkey Kong as a side character in the upcoming Super Mario Bros. Movie, so it's not a huge leap to see Rogen head up his own solo project. And finally, for the last topic, now on DVD is the $3.5 million earner drama Pig, starring Nicolas Cage, Alex Wolff, and Adam Arkin. In the July 16th limited release, which was directed by Michael Sarnowski in his directorial film debut, former Portland-based chef Robin Rob Fellin has become a reclusive truffle forager who hunts for truffles with the aid of his prized foraging female pig. He sells these truffles that he finds to Amir, a young supplier of luxury ingredients to high-end restaurants. One night, Rob is attacked by masked people and his pig is stolen. Can he get her back? Who took her? That's all for this week, folks. Join me next week, same bat time and same bat place, as Clifford the Big Red Dog's live-action CGI movie finally barks his way to Paramount Plus and theaters. Home Sweet Home Alone invades Disney Plus for the Disney Plus Day, and much more. So until then, my minions, as always, stay safe, wash your hands, wear your mask, and watch lots of movies, even if they're in theaters, if you can get to them safely, on one of the multiple streaming platforms out there, or on regular DVDs. See you then. Bye.